Blog Talk Radio.
anybody here who feels like today?
Good morning. You know, but everybody, you know, we have a lot of people play with their songs, you know. All about five heartbeats and stuff like that, you know. Just, but that thing got some meaning in it, brother. It got some strong substance in there that I feel like going on. You know, just the things in your life, you just look at it in life and say, man, I just really look at it. It's not a play thing when because I hear the words in it, man. Though trials might come, though tribulation might come, pain might come, but I feel like going on. And you got the perseverance when you're in this thing, brother. You have to get on this thing and you have to stay in it, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about stay in it, man. You got to love what you do. So it takes love to do what we do, man. Coming out, doing what we do, to love God. Because you know what? It was Him who woke us up, brother. I can say this and be confident. It was Him that woke us up this morning. As a matter of fact, it was
Him that
kept us all night long. It was Him. You understand, man? If you ever just look at some, there's a lot of time that you lay asleep almost dead, man. And He allowed you to keep rolling over. You know what I'm saying? And some of the things He allowed us to stay here, not just because we did something so great, but not because we were so good. Because one thing I've learned, God is still in the blessing business. You know,
yes, sir. Yes,
they
sir.
Allow you to stay in the land of living for just a little longer. You know, and I believe it's a blessing on this side as well as if any other, because you can help somebody along the way,
mm-hmm.
help me oversee, or you can get
That's
closer
right.
to them, or you can repent, you know, serve the Lord, you know, come on. And there's a lot of people like doing that Monday morning quarterbacking, you know what I mean? They can tell you about some things that you should have did and could have did. And then when
mm-hmm.
their time comes, help me oversee. When they just trials come, you know, who you turn to. When tribulation
mm-hmm.
comes, who you turn to.
All right.
But I love the word of God. Brother, I love the word
mm-hmm.
of God. I really believe that we got to get in.
That's right.
We got to get in where we fit in. You know what I'm talking about? And stay there,
mm-hmm.
man. Because there's a time, it's in a time of need that it's going to be time better. They're going to really want to go after anything that sounds good to the ears, you know what I'm talking about? If it sounds good to you, it's good to clap and holler, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you the minister sometimes, boy, it's sometimes somebody been in church a while, know that the minister, man, sometimes you go somewhere hearing some good word preaching, man, it don't always be an amen to help me.
That's right.
A lot of stuff, you know, I've been reading here lately. That's why I love the Book of John. I'm gonna prep it as y'all really following us in the Book of John. I'm seeing a lot of things here. There's some people on the sideline that was trying to discredit Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You know, they were just trying to discredit him because all he did. They said, basically, you said last week, what they tell me? They said, man, you know, if he can raise them, heal somebody from blindness and
mm-hmm.
cast out demons, and can he even raise a man from the dead? You know, they
mm-hmm.
they come all kind of slick stuff to him, you know what I'm talking about? And
yeah.
And want to stone him. They want to kill him.
Yeah.
Because they want his fame to go out. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want nobody to see
mm-hmm.
that he was that light. That's what it's about, man. It's about that light. And I'm talking about that light. You know,
mm-hmm.
and once you're doing that, my brother, so I'm going to bag up and grab something before we get too far gone. And then starting this next part of this verse 12, but I want to present that because I mean, we need to stress it more that we are the people. It shouldn't be no doubt that people know that you walk with God, man. It should bless
right.
you when things come up, not of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For someone,
that's
right. somebody. It's home in the house of God. You know, God wants us, his believers, to follow him. When did you drop God off? When did you drop God off? Did you drop God off because you want to do a little stuff, you know? But then I'm ready up there. Well, you make the bed in the air, he's there.
Yeah.
If you go to the upper
yes, sir.
Side, he's there, man. You can't hide from God. My thing.
That's right.
Man can sit back right now and listen to me right now. He hear you.
Mm-hmm.
He hear your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. And he know your attention. That's why he
mm-hmm.
takes care of you. You know, you might even get up. You might even win one day. It might cause the brother to slip one. You know what I mean? Might
mm-hmm.
cause the sister to slip one day. But I've learned. Oh, I learned. I really learned, it ain't how you fall. Well, it's how you get up.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach
that's
repentance.
It.
We teach
yes,
to turn around. And again, so you say everybody here, I already know, I believe, if you've been on this phone for a while, somewhere down the line, if you had the opportunity, and we try to make it so hard for salvation, too, but we make it so hard for salvation. When I read my book, And then we quote it so many times. There's two distinctions in the scripture that you can find salvation. That you can look in and see what salvation all you have to do. And it's John
mm-hmm.
3:16, right? And Romans
yeah.
10:9-10. And you
mm-hmm.
get time. Believe in the scripture. Believe in God's
yeah.
word. Well, that's what the ministry is about. It's not about knowing about it. going to be so smart and all that. It's about us trying to understand who you believe in. Do you really believe God sent his son down here? Do you really believe God sent his son down here to walk amongst men? Do you believe that he healed? Do you believe that he set free? Do you believe that he was doing his father's business? He was 100% man and 100% God. And I want to hit on that man part. That man part, let me give you a little something about that man part. That man part, because of the law, he had to come down as a physical man to walk in there because he was going to be that sacrificial lamb. So being that sacrificial lamb, he had to be the one without spot or blemish. All his men on spirit. Because he was born by the spirit.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
See, we came in and we were born by what? Iniquity and sin.
Mm-hmm.
But he came in, was born by the spirit. Help me, Holy
Spirit. Right.
So he took that law and he took what the prophet said. And look what he did. He walked and was tempted on every hand. Matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
after he got through fasting 40 days, the devil came to him. The first thing he did, he knew he was hungry. He saw that stone. He said, take that stone and turn it into what? Bread. You know what I'm saying? Man, don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeds out the mouth of God.
Yeah.
I can say this here because I know how to fast. Fasting, when you are fasting for the Lord, then a lot of folks think it's a different way. When you're doing a true fast, this is biblical to me. That means no food and none to drink. When you do this here, and when you're doing it in a spiritual way, that you're trying to get close to him, or you're trying to change your life, not from no house, not from no job, I'm not going to tell you, not from watch this, brother, money, you know what I'm talking about? The fast is in the what? A relationship with him. He know you need a house. He know you need a car. That's why he told us over there, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And he's in all the other things. He'll add to you. Seek his righteousness. And he'll add the rest to you. Just put him first and see what happens.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know him right about it.
That's right.
I love the word because it's like a two-edged sword, my brother. It cuts you going in and cuts you coming out. So I say this here in passing. Again, in the ministry. I ain't changed nothing to the ministry. I believe God's plan. I really believe his plan is salvation for all mankind.
Mm.
That means one of them men. The Bible told us one day in Luke, he said, Simon, Simon, Peter. Now he said, Simon. He said, the devil is out to seek you like wheat. He's trying to sift you like wheat. And he told him, he said, but I pray for thee, but you fell it not.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you go. He said, when you can bring, you go and strengthen others. That's what the ministry is about. So when you see another Christian turn out another person, you better watch what spirit is doing there. Somebody said, well, okay, I see them doing it all the time. Now, don't forget the reprove. Don't forget the rebuke. That's a different thing. When I say turn them down, when somebody is trying to say, if that person really doing something with God, look what Jesus did. And they turn them down. All he did was heal. All he did was deliver.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was forgave. And they told him that. I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the other kind that you're trying to run somebody. I ain't talking about that kind of. I'm talking about when someone's reproving somebody, it's different. Like when you're seeing somebody in the error and you go to them and you restore them spiritually and meekness. You say, brother, come on, man. Don't do that, brother. Just don't do that. You know, you're not judging them. You're just letting them know that you're going to mess up, brother. You know, don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? And then if she denied that, now you know what it took over. A spirit took over. Oh, I mean, I know I'm there. A spirit took over. Then I want to hear you. Spirit taking over. But I'm telling you, if you love the brother, you keep praying for him. God will turn around. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble and thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. We come, Lord, with our hearts open up to you this morning. And thanking you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because we believe, like you gave Jesus the strength to walk this earth, you give it to us, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to come in this lesson today, Lord. Bless our heart, Lord. Bless our mind. Give us a receptive spirit. Don't give us that stubborn slopiness, Lord. But Lord, lift us up, you know, that Father God, if it had not been for you, hey,
yes, Lord,
we would have never been in the situation we're in right now, calling a number just to try to get on and hear your word. Calling a number, try to get closer to you. We're all over the world, Lord, coming to just to hear your word, Lord. So we ask you to bless,
yes,
Lord. We ask you to cover our heart, Lord. Lord, give us a stubborn righteousness, Lord, that we want to please you, Lord. Lord, cover us, Lord, that when we hear the word, Lord, we try to let it manifestation in us, Lord, that if when people see us, they see you, Lord. So have your way.
Mm-hmm.
Have your way,
yes,
Lord. And move gracefully all through this whole message, Lord. And Lord, we come thanking you, Lord, for strength, Lord, that you give, Lord. Thank you for the strength, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for doing it with us Monday to Friday, Lord. And we believe some Monday through Sunday, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We love you, Lord,
yes,
for the faithfulness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And the perseverance that we try to do with you, Lord. Not trying to get
yes.
a pat on the back, but Father God, the place in heaven when you say, well done, faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come over, you'll be over many. Lord, we're just trying to give in your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we're not trying to do it selfishly. We want to have someone along the way with us. So we thank you for the ministry, Lord. Keep praying for this ministry,
yes,
Lord. That I always lift you up, Lord. We don't want nothing but your love over here, Lord. We want you to your
yes,
love
Lord.
To spread, Lord. Lord, if anything right now by the side of my mind, Lord, that's displeasing to you, we ask you to forgive us, Lord. And if it's still here, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Free of
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Pretty good. Can you hear me pretty good?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm going to be doing all this talking. And, you know what I'm talking about? It ain't coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to bag up, brother. I'm going to go to 12, right? I'm going to bag up a little
okay.
bit. Because I want to
mm-hmm.
get, before I get off into my, for the next lesson, I want to bag up on verse 30, 12 and 30. Then I'm going to go on. Can y'all hear me? You know, and I love
mm-hmm.
it. Because when we in church, we say amen when we have it. And that's showing
amen.
A sign of agreement. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how we read it. We're in John 12. I'm going to bag up to, I'm just going to bag up to 30. And I'm going to run on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read all the way to the end. And that's going to be, if it's God,
mm-hmm.
we'll do something different. It will. Jesus now said, this voice came not because of me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But for your
mm-hmm.
sake. Now is the judgment of this world, and now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And this is what we love,
mm-hmm.
brothers. This is my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures. Everybody can tell you, every time I do any kind of thing with the Lord, it's got to be like this. And
mm-hmm.
he said, if I be lifted up from earth, would draw all men unto me. That's what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
hear. Yeah.
Man, we just try to do this religiously to try to lift him up, man. We're not lifting us up. I don't know where the ministry went.
Sure.
I don't know how the ministry went that we lifted up man like we do. The man lifting himself up. You know, I don't know where they went to, man. It had to be that God's son be lifted up. He even said,
mm-hmm.
like Moses, lift up the serpent, the Son of Man should be lifted up. And when we get
mm-hmm.
lifted up, watch this here. When we be lifted up and we don't turn that focus back on Jesus, I'm telling you, Reverend taught me something the other day. It's vain glory. You want
yes,
to be
sir.
Lifted up. You know,
mm-hmm.
with self-gratification, you know what I'm talking about. When Jesus is
mm-hmm.
the one who died for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, they sound crazy.
That's it, man.
Oh, they can swim,
mm-hmm.
nylon, they can do all that stuff. But, boy, if they not focusing you to Jesus, you done made you a little puppet Jesus in there. Now they walk around you. You think they can walk on water. And I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If he is not being lifted up in that minister or that teacher, I bet the difference. God let him in the midst, man. He's trying to be lifted
mm-hmm.
up. Or she's trying to be lifted
yes,
up. He said, he didn't say, he said, Eric, if Eric B. lifted up on earth, would draw all men unto him. he didn't say that anymore. He said,
no,
sir. I want you to understand what I'm saying. I know he said, but that's my pastor, and that's my mentor. Man, that's grand. That's good. But that pastor and preacher teaching, the mentor teaching him, that you lift him up, something wrong. Because if he ain't telling me, you know, pray for me, oh, man, I can't do this without Jesus, and meaning it, and feeling it, trust me, he won't bring glory. He won't self-gratification. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We've been taught we lift them, but we're not lifting them high enough, real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me get on.
Yeah.
That might not. We lifting them, but we're not lifting them high enough. I ain't talking about no corner minded person. I'm talking about a spiritual minded person. Now watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I be lifted up from earth to earth, would draw all men unto me. This is he that said, sanctified that the death is he should die. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
People after him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abide forever. How says thou, the Son of Man? The Son of Man must be lifted up. Oh, okay. Look at here. Who is? Look what he said. Who this Son of Man? And look what he said. Then Jesus said unto them, yeah, a little while, if the light is with you. He said, walk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, walk while you have the light. Let darkness come upon you. For he that walk in darkness know not whether he goeth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
While you
That's right.
have the light. Oh, help me. Believe. Oh, like it's called, in the light. That he may be what?
Yeah.
Children of the light.
Sure.
Don't help me hold the
light. Yeah.
But if you don't get nothing
mm-hmm.
else, you know, you just really don't get nothing else, please get this one there. That you,
yeah.
When you have the light in you, that's him. When you have him in you and you comprehend him, man, you're not going to want to be going where it's dark at. Oh, I know.
That's right.
Only you go
that's
where
right.
it's dark at or you are ministering to that. Are you helping somebody
mm-hmm.
in there? You're not going there and just laying there and kicking. You know what I'm talking about? Hold up, Heavenly
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. I'm going to do something. Y'all just pray for me. But this is only what I believe in. This might not be nobody else on my belief. If you have Christ in you, you repented, and you want, and you say you're a child of God now, how can you be in a dark place and be comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hit the one button, 10 minutes. Because I'm still struggling with them. I've been doing this thing for a little while. How? And probably because I ain't been doing it long enough, man. That you can be saying, you
mm-hmm.
have God in you. And you
mm-hmm.
feel like, you, unless you're there helping somebody, unless you're there witnessing somebody, if you're there in this darkness there, and you comfortable in there, and you just feel comfortable there, then you better watch them walk, man. You know, you're getting too close to that. You're getting too close. You're getting too close.
Yes,
start being familiar to you. Oh, yeah, that spirit start being
mm-hmm.
familiar to you because you can shine away
mm-hmm.
from it. So, oh, I'm strong enough to be here. Man, that's the thing. Your virgin head should be itching. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've been reborn again, help me, Holy Spirit. Give me something, Lord.
Yeah.
Give me something, Lord. Once you've been born again, once you've been changed, you don't want to desire the things you used to do no more. Unless
That's
you
right.
happen to people. Don't get me twisted.
That's right.
Unless you happen to people. I'm not saying you can't go minister to nobody. I'm saying that you're there and you're giggling and laughing and you're playing with it and you're there fornicating, you're busy about it, you're hating these things and you're comfortable in it. Man, I think the difference is God's there.
Mm-hmm.
It should be at the point in your life that you know too much now. Because you've been exposed
right.
of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that didn't work, did it? Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
didn't work. Can
mm-hmm.
I do this now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go to James right quick?
Yes,
please
sir.
Please let me go to James, man. Can I go to James right quick?
Mm-hmm.
Please say yes, man. Just say yes one time.
Yes, sir. Go to James.
Go to James. Because I really believe that when we're doing things like this, we have to watch it because God is seeing our everything we do. And watch this here. I'm going to go there too. But I want you to know that God wants us to know that his eyes is on us. He's looking at us and he's wanting us to follow him. And really, I'm telling you right now, and serving the Lord. Oh, yes, it will pay off after a while. But you can't put the after a while off what you're serving because you want to have fun. Because you want to be what? You want to be in the midst of the people. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why this. I'm gonna say this. He said, my brother, be not many masters. That means teachers, knowing that we still receive the greater condemnation. That's what he said.
Yeah.
But if many things we are offend all, if any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man. Look, he said, and able also to bridle the whole body. You understand that? It's a lot of people teaching it. It's a lot of people trying to really establish the word. But the Bible says he suffered not many teachers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He suffered not be out there. Yeah, I said, I'm a teacher. But don't you know you're going to be held accountable for every word you say? When you're teaching and preaching the word of God? When you're trying to help somebody? So I told people that I already believe. We probably sometimes own the Bible people that read. We probably are, bro. So in verse 36 again, back over here, I want you to see that. But look what he said. While ye have the light, believe in the light, then what? That you may be the children of the light. So once he's there, brothers and sisters, once he's in your life, you know, I don't know but one way to teach him, man. Once he's in your life, That'll be a change. That'll be some things you just desire to do and what you're not going to do. You're going to have some subjective in your life, some things you just know you just ain't going to do. Then you do fall short. Get on up. And ask God for forgiveness and ask him to strengthen you. This is the kind of God we serve. These are the things we should practice. You know, you can hear, you can go somewhere and they can tell you how much money you can make and they can tell you how good it is. It was fine when I woke up this morning. The weather was nice, you know. I had to put a light jacket on, you know. But what about the storm? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What about that thunderstorm? You ever been in a thunderstorm, Brother Randy and Sister and Brother? Have you ever been in a thunderstorm or something when you got caught in it?
Sure.
I remember I was at the race track. Around about 89 or 88, right? And, I mean, this guy was perfect, man. We unloaded the car and everything. You know what I'm talking about? And Reverend, I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. I'm tell you something, man. Hail came straight down. I'm talking about the first time I ever got hit with that hail before. You ever got caught in hail, hailstorm? Beat that car up too, man. You hear me? Man, that thing, I can't even like a peanut patty top of my head. I had a little hurt in there. I had a little wave in there. Hey, man, that storm came in, man. I'm talking about, I couldn't hide. Man. I'm talking about, like the faster you ran, the harder that hill was getting you. You know what I'm talking about? And so I said, so I said this here. Have you ever been in some situation and you got in, man, and you can't, you don't know how you're going to get out of it? But I'm gonna tell you this. I'm a firm believer. It ain't how you get there, how you fall. It is how you get up. It's how you get up. You don't have to be. It all has to be between you and the Lord. Is it Lord? I have made a mistake. No, I'm in a big one. You know how we do it. We weigh it out. Lord, I just need you to forgive me, Lord. And Lord, while you're there, this is what I do. I told God. I said, Lord, give me strength there, Lord, so I can resist that temptation. Man, some things, Lord, I just know if you don't be there with me, I'm going to fall right back into it. Lord, just give me strength. You could just talk
Lord.
To God just like that. And I guarantee you, somebody been around the world long enough, he will. Because he said, you have not because you ask not. Why are you staying so long there? Because we should be the children of the light.
Yes,
man,
sir.
They should be saying, come that darkness. These are children of the light. Are you the children of the light? Maybe that would be some kind of thing you are what? Guilty of. What you guilty of? If you're a children of the light, you should be guilty of love. Oh, help me.
That's it.
You should be guilty
sir.
Of what's that famous word? Love. See, love
yes,
hides a multitude of things. When people see you, they should see
Oh, you know that man, he always talking about he loves somebody. He always trying to be, tell him what we call make peace. Yeah, well, why is he always doing it? And because you got the love of Christ in you. You should be guilty of that. You should be guilty of somebody saying, well, he's going to kill you. Or he's going to do this. He's going to do something bad to you. No, that's of the devil, bro. That's not of God. God said this here. Now, I don't know. Maybe I didn't hear it. It wouldn't reveal right to my brother and sisters and brothers. He said, vengeance is his.
He said,
in King James, he said, repent. He said, recompense no man evil for evil. That means repay no man from evil to evil. He said, for God will avenge for you. Yeah. Somebody said, well, you mean I got to let him talk about me? I got to let him say this here? I can't defend myself? Let me tell you something. Jesus knows that we're going to be talked about. Jesus knows he told his disciples. He told them this. He told them that they're going to be talking about. And some, well, just because they call on his name. And they'll let you know. I've been there, man. I've been there. They'll let you know in a minute. Now, you know, brother, you know, you're a teacher. You know you do these things. But, brother, why you do these things here? I told them in a minute. I told them right there. I thanked them. They helped me. You know what I'm talking about, brother? They helped me see my darkness. Because sometimes that darkness be so covered. You'll be comfortable with it, real. You know what I'm talking about? You'll be comfortable with that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It don't convict you. But when God speaks to one of his children to you, yes, one of his children, to you, one of your least respect, to you, man, receive with God because God can speak to somebody.
That's right.
And try to help
them
to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm there.
That's
then.
It.
While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. These things Jesus spoke, and look what he did, and he depart and did hide himself in them. You know, so now we're going to get into the lesson, but I want you to know, Jesus, he left many times. He got out the way, brother. He allowed them to do what he did. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, boy, what I love about this one, brother, I'm going to tell you what I love about this. See, sometimes when you're doing, bringing the word or you're trying to do something for God, you know, it don't get a lot of pats on the back, brother. You start dealing with somebody's lifestyle. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
When you start dealing with somebody's lifestyle, and then they really hear you, they ought to know you care for them, Brother Darren. They ought to know you care for them, Reverend. They ought to know you care for them, Sister Mark. They ought to know you care for them, brothers and sisters, because you're talking about to help them spiritually, to see God in a spiritual sense, and get out that rut, and get up and say, Lord, help me. Give me strength. Now,
thank
watch this.
Jesus
had to leave, my brother, because the people were going to get jealous. The people, he knew it, too. They wasn't going to be ready for what he had just said. Because now he didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and they said, and God. But let me tell you something. He was 100% God as well. That's why he could speak like this.
Mm-hmm.
But he had done so many miracles, help me, Holy Spirit, before then. Yet, he said, they believe not on him. Listen there, man. Get it.
Mm.
It was evidence they seen it, man. And they wrestled with it, brother. They wrestled with the system, brother. They seen it. They still wrestled with it. But he gave them that's why I said, well, you said he didn't change the Old Testament. Now, we're going to look at this way. My book says Isaiah, but that's Isaiah for the sake of the reading. Isaiah. He went and quote Isaiah to these people. That's why he said, I don't come to change the law. I came to fulfill the law of them because he used it in teaching. He used it so they can understand it. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. Now, watch this here. And he said, Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, look at this. Who have believed our report? And look at this. To whom have the arm of the Lord been revealed? Isaiah 53 and 1, y'all. Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who believed it?
Yeah.
You know, who haven't took it and because it's been revealed to him. It's been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Who haven't believed it? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm almost through, y'all. Who believed this thing? And then he said, therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said it again. He said he had blinded their eyes, all of the Holy Spirit, and have hardened their heart. They should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. And I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Remember the time Isaiah 6 over there at 1 when Isaiah was. He said it was on the day of Uzziah, or how you want to pronounce it, when the heavens opened up, and when it opened up, the smoke when the train filled the temple, and as it filled the temple, he said there's one key word. Well, he said I'm undone. I'm among the men with unclean lips. Even my tongue is not clean. This is what he's talking about. He calls him to repent, Brother Bear. Isaiah. He calls him to repent, Reverend Henry. Once you've been in the presence of God, and you can sit there and be in the presence of God and say, and then, you know, I know you said it. Everybody said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But boy, let me tell you something. There's some times when you've really been in the presence of the Lord, and you said, Lord, I'm not even worthy. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm not even worthy to say hallelujah right now, Lord. I'm not even worthy to say Hosanna right now, Lord. I'm not even worthy, Lord, to be in thy presence, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, because I did some things. I said some things. My mind was here, Lord. Help me right here, Lord. Oh, I know I'm there. You know why I know I'm there? Because I feel my help here. Oh, but there, I feel my help here, Pastor. I feel my help because I feel my help. God wants us to teach and preach the practical gospel, man. And this application has to be that even whoever's given the word, it has to be given that he or she believe what they say. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I say it like that?
Yeah.
You have to believe
that's right.
What you're saying. It's time not giving sermons and giving things just to teach and point at the people, but it got to start at the speaker first. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Tell me when I'm wrong, bro.
Yeah. That's it.
Because he looked at him. He's seen him. I've been seeing him. He's seen him. He's seen him in the Word. Like I said, if you want to go read it, the first one was Isaiah 53:1, and the second one was Isaiah 6:1. And then God was speaking to him because he said he revealed it to him, Brother Ben. I revealed it to y'all, Reverend Ben. And you still don't believe? Now, Isaiah seen it and felt the Spirit of God. You know what I told y'all earlier? Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know what I told you earlier? I don't want to be nowhere that I can be that comfortable in darkness.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? It don't vex me. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When God's presence is there, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, like going to church and it's dead. Reverend Henry, you've been around long enough. You go to church and it's dead.
Yeah.
You're trying to get them to get up and praise the Lord because they got all this all weak stuff, all sad and stuff. And then their mind is thinking about neck bones. I mean, they're thinking about what they're going to do with cap and D's or something.
Right.
You know, they got their mind picked up what I'm going to do after I leave church. Or they got their mind picked for Monday, what they're going to do Monday. And their mind ain't on Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? But what you've been in the presence of the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You've been in the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He shakes them things. He told one man to loose them big and loose them gray clothes. Some of us still got gray clothes on. He didn't deliver from
them.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
My,
he didn't deliver from heartache. He delivered from pain, and we still hold him. Oh, I'm hurt. But he said, look up to me then. Put your hand on your pain and say, Lord, here I am. Hey, here I am, Lord. I know you can do it.
Yes, sir.
Here I am. Remove this thing in the name of Jesus. He's still doing this thing, but you got to have faith.
Yes, sir.
Let me get on, man, because y'all may not feel like this morning. Nevertheless,
all right.
Among
all
the chief rulers, also many believe on him. But, Brother Dan, because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. Man, this is you know what? You know how you ever say something, man? Yeah, please, y'all. Yeah, please. But this is let me read it again. He said, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believe on him. But we go, y'all. Because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. Least they were should be put out of the synagogue. My God. Put out because they found out they believe in him. Man, you can't, you can put me out anywhere and say, you got to get out because you believe in Jesus. Okay, bye.
Wow.
you don't want to Bye. Because
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If God be for me, I know I'm going to hear you because I see y'all getting tired. But if God
take your time.
Be
take your time. Yeah.
If God be for us, let me get that. Mm-hmm. If God be for us, he be what?
Yes.
More than the world against us.
That's right.
Ooh, I know,
amen.
Because he's going to do something, Brother Dan. Let me do that again, because I must have missed that a long time ago. He said, nevertheless, amongst the chief rulers, remember what I said?
Yeah.
All these masters, that means teachers, because that's what these people are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're teaching wrong, brother. The other way, he said, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believe on him. But because of the Pharisees, these old teachers, these lawyers, you know what I'm talking about? And he said, they did not confess him, least they should be what? Put out of the synagogue. I'm going to tell you this here, from the bottom of my heart. If you around somebody, especially in church, if you around somebody, if they're going to stop stop you from praising God, I'm going to tell you this, and this might not sound too, y'all going to talk about it when I say this. I gave you permission to get up and move.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and move and say, man, I'm not going to let you crush my blessing. I feel my love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the love of God. I've seen him healed. He even spoke to me. And you going to tell me that I can't praise him? I can't thank him?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe in him? Man, I got to move from you because I don't want this spirit in me. Because I'm going to tell you something. Boy, if you've been around long enough, you'll know something. Nothing can stop you from praising God when you've been delivered. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When you've been changed.
Yeah.
Heavenly Holy Spirit. When you've been somewhere and you know that he came in and changed your life, man. Have you taken somewhere?
That's right.
That is a good thing. But don't let nobody steal your job.
That's right.
Put me out, man. Put me out, the synagogue.
Yeah.
You and your little sitter gun. Because I want to listen up. I want nothing to hit in my prayer. Nobody sits there because I got to go, y'all. But the love and what? The praise of man. More
praise
than who? The praise of God. I told you,
the praise of God.
I don't be saying things to be saying. I don't be saying things to be saying, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. New things to be saying. A lot of people don't know they didn't pick up this spirit, man. My brothers and sisters, they don't know they didn't pick up this vain glory. They don't know they didn't pick up this self. They don't know it because they didn't got too happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sound so good, Reverend Henry. Man, what you doing, Reverend Henry? When I hear you say, they just go all on my body. They don't know.
All right.
It's the God in you. Let him take your voice away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You couldn't breathe one day. You couldn't get one line out one day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But when
praise
you know what kept you going, though, you know what kept you going, I'm going to help you because I know you already know. Your faith, you got up every morning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Get up every morning. And if you didn't do nothing there, you just listen in. And one day, we heard you sing a song, and he cleared it for a minute. Did God do that? God moved him. God healed you for a minute. Let you know, I can do that. And then give it right back to you. Let you know, I still got some work that I got to do out of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I still got to work on you, Reverend. I still got to work on you, brother. I'm going to move it for a little while. But I'm going to give it back to you. Let you know, you still need me. I'm going to get back to you because it's stuff I'm still working with you with. Because I don't want to be lifting yourself up. I don't want nobody to lift
you
up. He said, look what he said.
I'm
just reading the book. He said, they love the praise of man more than the praise of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Did I just say
that a while ago? Did I say about vain glory just a while ago? I said, then who's
supposed
to be getting lifted up, brothers? When does this thing change? Man start getting smaller. I don't like anybody. He said, man, how are you teaching like this? How are you preaching like this? I'm telling you, I'm just preaching the Bible, man. I'm teaching the Bible. Because God should be the only one lifted up. No one should be lifted up. Yeah, they're supposed to say, man, thank you for helping me, brother. Thank you. And that brought me a supposed to tell him, man, if it had not been for Lord, I thank God for the message because he helped me too. Did you see me up there holding my hand up? I was holding my hand up for me too. Not just because you were just this ain't no TV show. This ain't no sitcom or nothing like this. And stay tuned for the next episode. If you know my story, you'd be getting right there on the knee with me and say, Lord, I found something there, Lord. I feel healing. If you heal him, can you heal me, Lord? Oh, help me, Lord. Lord, if you can move this person out of my mind, if you can move this fornication out of my mind, if you can move this karma out of my mind, if you can move all these things, hey, watch this here. And I still preach your word. Oh, people don't know I'm doing this here, Lord. People don't know I'm a liar, Lord. But I can still preach. They lift me up, Lord. Just don't unfold me like this. Just let me repent for it, Lord. And see, God is just God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He'll let you repent. But let me tell you something. You got a question, though. Let me get out of here, because I might go down the wrong road. Watch this here. But they love the praise of man more than the praise of God. I'm telling you. Now, I don't know. I'm going to pause there for a minute. I'm going to go all the way down to 50. I'm going to take a little pause. Brother, y'all hear me right now? Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Yeah.
When you read that, and if I can hit the one button, too, oh my, when you read that one scripture, what comes to your mind?
Which one?
43.
I guess. Okay. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. They love the president. They said they want to be pleased by the people. they wonder. They rather for God to be mad at them than man to be mad at them. They don't want to do nothing to offend the people, so they want all the support of the people. But at the same time, they're displeasing to God. They care more about what man think about it or feel about it than what God feel about.
God bless you, man.
Yes, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. And really, you know I'm just crazy. You know I'm crazy to do this. Just for the sake of nevertheless, among the chief rulers, he can also make it believed on him. Watch that. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess
him.
They hide it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, they didn't want nobody to see them because I can't let them know that I really like what he did and what he does. He said, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise of man more than they. Well, the praise of God. Now, watch this. Let me run. Jesus cried and said, he that believe on me, believe not on me, oh, help me on this, but believe on him that sent me. Look how he did it. I'm telling you, man, if it ain't, I hope people hear me now. He wants you to understand, man, it's all about the Father who sent him. He takes it all for him. That's what I've been taught, man. I've just been taught. You got to put the focus on Jesus. You have to put the focus on Jesus. Because the people needs to praise God, not you. The people need to lift up God, who is the resource. He is the source. Look again. Jesus cried out and said unto him, said, he that believe on me, believe not on me. That's Jesus, man. But believe on him that sent me. That's God. And then just see him. Oh, help me, hope. See him.
Yes, sir.
You see him. Remember I said it? He's 100% God. You see him. He sent me because I do the work of him that sent me. I don't know but one way to say
it. Yes, sir.
If I'm wrong, y'all keep praying for me. He said, I am. Come. Now watch this word now. Somebody been, that's something that's revealed to me. I am. Watch this word. Somebody been reading the Bible. Know what I'm talking about. I am. Can I do it again?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
A light unto the world, that whosoever believe on me should not die in darkness.
In darkness.
And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not. That's what he said now.
Mm-hmm.
For I come not to judge who the world, but to save the world. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna tell you now. This is his first coming though. We're gonna go somewhere with that. Mm-hmm. That's his first coming. His first coming, he came to save. I'm gonna say, I ain't gonna leave you right there. He came to save you first. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what my teacher. Mm-hmm. Can I teach you both?
Yeah.
If any man hear
my
word and believe not, I judge him not. But I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
But
he that reject me and receive not my word, have one not judged him. The word that I have spoken, the same should judge him in the last day. I'm going somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? He's giving you opportunity, man. You're not. To get on in. He's giving you an opportunity. Because he's going to do some things later on. If you don't believe him, watch this here. I'm going to do it because we almost do. Let's see. Revelation. Let's go to Revelation. Let's do something.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 20. How about that? Come on with it. Run with me with it. Because we ain't got that wrong. Run with me. Revelation 20. I should be singing my hymn right now. I should be doing the benediction right now. Come on. Revelation, come on. Revelation chapter 20. Say amen when you got it.
Amen.
And I saw, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, for whose face, look at this, the earth and the heaven flee from it. And the earth found no place for them. For I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the book was open, and the other book was open. Help me, Holy. You see, you got two books, y'all.
Yeah.
You don't let nobody fool you. You know. Yeah. He came first. Now, what did he say? He said, "I come to save you." But this time, he's coming. He's coming back the second time. It's not gonna be salvation for me. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God."
Yeah.
And the book was open, and the other book was open. There's two books.
Yeah.
And which is
the
book of life. Oh, help me, Holy.
Yeah.
And the what? And the dead were judged out of those things, which was written in the book, according to what?
Their work.
I'm in the book, right?
Yeah.
Now. I'm still in the book?
Yeah.
Y'all
yes, sir.
And the sea gave up the dead, which were in death, and hell delivered up the what? The dead, which were in them.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to come on, what? This is talking about that last day, girl. We're talking about eschatology. We're talking about the last day that when he comes back, when God gives him the reign to judge, even while you're in that hell, you're coming out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even while you're and you maybe even reign, you're coming out now. Because you got to go before him. Because there's two books he's going to look at you. But look what he said. And I must read it again, which was in the dead, and the hell delivered up the dead, which was in them, and they were judged. Every man according to their who works. And the dead and the death and the hell were cast in what? The lake of fire. This is the second death.
Second death.
Watch me, Holy Spirit. So people better grasp it. You don't hear a lot of Revelation teaching because a lot of folks want you to come to the church. You might get that one up. A lot of fun once you come to the church, man. They want you up there teaching and preaching like this, man. They want you to do that because, man, I don't want you to come there and you talking about me going to hell and judgment work. Man, I just can't live like this, man. There's some things I just still love doing. There's some things I just don't want to let go, man. I'm having fun over here. Watch this here. He said it. He said, look what he said. They would be judged every man according to their work. And the death and the hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Watch this. And whosoever was not found written
in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So we're trying to get ourselves what in that life, the book of life.
Yeah.
We're trying to be in that book there when he's looking at when he don't remember your sins no more. Oh, help me, Jose.
Yeah.
We're trying to get ourselves right there. That them works we did we now repent for and God don't remember no more. We're trying to get right there because when you've been judged out there, that means you going to hell, my brothers and sisters. He said the ones who in the book of life would not be judged out of that book. And that's what I'm getting at. That's what he just said. Can I get it again? Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
And I thank God for that because we just written in comments here in the morning because, we just want to come out and hear you say hallelujah or something. But let me give you, I'll just give you what God gives me. You know, the Holy Spirit can go I got to stand before the same thing. I got to stand before God with this. I'm back in John, man. He rejected me and received not my word. All that in the Holy Spirit. The one, y'all with me? That judged him, the word that I have spoken, the same should judge him in the last day. That's what we just read, right?
Last day,
He said, for I have spoken of myself. I love this book, man. I love the book. You know, I'm not smart at all, man. I'm probably the dumbest one on this phone. But let me tell you something, boy. He said, I will reveal it to the baby. But I hide it from the wise and the prudent. I'm still a baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like the one that I got it all. You can forget that one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let's have a record just read. He said, for I have not spoken of myself. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear me. That's what he wants us to do. Same thing. Speak Jesus. Speak the Father. We are dads over here. Ain't nobody no father on earth. We are dads. Ain't but one father.
That's right.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do that again?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't but one father.
That's right.
And that's what? Our Father in heaven. We are dad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a man, right? And you got children.
Yes, sir.
You're a dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a father. He's the only father. And I'm going to get to that one day. He said, look at this. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father was sent me. He gave me commandment. What I should say? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what I should speak, I just said that a while ago. I said, I had to go there. I have to, because that's what he gave me to do. I don't have no notes in front of me. He said, go with Revelation, Eric. He said, go with James, Eric. That's the Spirit. You know what I mean? And read it so you can explain the word so the people won't be lack of knowledge. Now, watch this here. There's a lot of people. Now, you might not read this one, but somebody's been around. He said, they got the zeal. Help me, Holy Spirit. But not according to knowledge. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we try to open it up that you can go back and study it again. We try to open it up and show you God. We try to open it up that it's the Holy Ghost would reside with us. Because remember, before he left, he said, I must go to prepare a place for you. But then my Father going to send a comforter back with you. See, you got it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're so relaxed. Sometimes I think we get it so much now that we get complacent now because of the Holy Spirit there. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then we ask him to help us, and we remove the help because we don't want the punishment. Because some of the stuff we do, we're going to get punished for. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because of the wrath.
That's right.
Brother, man, don't you know you can ask God for forgiveness and still get punished? Well, I might have
to tell
you,
sir. Yes, sir.
I will tell you, too. I ain't going to fool you. You can say, God, forgive me.
Yes, sir.
And he will. And trust me, but he'll let a little rain come.
Mm-hmm.
And let you know that he wasn't pleased with your service. Now I'm going to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me have gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. And I know that it is a commandment, is my life of everlasting. Whatsoever I speak thereof, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He's getting it down. What you've been taught, what you've been shown, what you've been presented, it should never leave you, brother. Even if you fall short, sister and brother, keep it with him. Stay with him. Pick him up.
That's right.
Ask God for forgiveness. Keep on pushing. And I guarantee you, I really guarantee you, your perseverance in Christ will pay off. It will pay off. Because I do know you're not going to get in there and wait too long. And we know this. Is it going to have to be through the cross? Is it going to have to be because he died and all? But some of us think we didn't get a license because he died. Or somebody think we got a license that we can live any kind of way because he died for us.
All right.
Well, I beg the difference, because if he's the light in you, you would not be in darkness. You would not be in darkness.
That's
you
right.
You run and run and run to the end and kind of walk with me always be. So I tell you this here. I tell you this here. And I meant this here. And I do this with love, too, brothers. And I really do this with love. I really believe the word has to be taught fervently. I really believe that when we're doing this stuff, that God should be lifted up. And he should be so ever lifted up with it. Let me tell you something. And I heard Brother Dowell say, if you got some mess going on, you know, somebody, you got somebody that want to kill somebody or somebody doing something, you can't stop the line being so big, you can't get in it. You know, but boy, when you really got something positive, you know, you really put something, it's going to have salvation, because we just read that there's going to be some places you're going to go. The lake of fire, I'm going to go to heaven. This is what we're trying to keep people from, because we're getting so close, man. Did you know how many deaths there is on coronavirus, man? The reason why you're still here is because of this faith. It wasn't predestined for you. I got a text from Sister Brother Dexter, his fiance, and they did a few things, you know, for him. You know, they're going to do a few things later on for him. But because of this COVID-19, you know, that's why they kind of set it off in the diseases, right? I guess they're going to give a pretty good foundation. It's going to be on his birthday. But I want you to know if you can't come, you know, it's kind of, I think it's around like July, but I got to get it right. But people are lifted up, and his father and his brother, his family lifted up, man, because people are still going through, you know, and like, yeah, we've been.
Yes.
I haven't forgot the brother, man. You know, I love the brother, man. I still think about the brother. You know, I really believe that, you know, God don't put people in your life for nothing. He put them in your life for to maximize the people God put around you. You know, I know I'm not the renowned speaker, and you know, we got a little speech impediment there, you know, and I might tear up a scripture here and there, you know, but I try to love people with the word, man. I love what God gave to me from my heart. I promise you, man, I need your prayer. I trust you.
Yes.
I need your
prayer.
I need your strength.
Yeah.
I need your strength to be doing what I'm doing. I need it because I just don't do it right here. I do it all the time, man. Everywhere I go, I try to spread his love. I try to keep
him in.
Let him know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. Try to use it.
Yeah.
Have you spirit of God? Have you put God in your matter? You know, it's a good thing to put God in your business.
That's
you
right.
You hear me? It's a good thing. Now, Sister Martha, you know, she gave us one of these other brothers. And it says, trust is a golden pathway to heaven. Can I read it again?
Yeah.
Trust is a golden pathway to heaven. Look at here. When you walk on this path, you will live above circumstances. My glorious light shines more brighter on those, look at here, who follow the path of life. You should dare to walk on the high road with me. For it is more directly route into heaven. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. The low road is a caution, twisting and turning in agony knot. That's what he said. There is an era hanging heavy in darkness. And he said the clouds are permanent. He said rely on your own understanding and we'll weight it you down. He said rely on your own understanding and we will weight you down. Trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
Is what he said. Yeah, absolutely. And I will make your path very straight. Not me, but he's talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about God. John 14:1. He said, do not let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. he said, if it was not so, I would not told you. He said, I'll go to prepare a place for you. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you what you gave, the stuff he gave me from a little daily read. You know, and I just thank you for this daily read because evidently it was sent by God. But I'm looking at it, it says January the 27th. January 27th, y'all. And you see
mm-hmm.
what we just read. I don't have a daily devotion, but you see, God will not let us look like no food.
Yeah.
He's going to confirm. He confirmed that sermon, that lesson this while ago. Y'all hear me? Through Sister
mm-hmm.
Barbara, her daily read. So he said, trust in the golden pathway to heaven. And I'm telling you something like this, yeah. When you're walking with God and you're trying your best while with God, don't you know God see that? He'll help you when you, both of us know, he'll help you even in your good and your bad. But just don't turn away from him.
That's right.
Sister. Thank you, Sister and Martha, you know. And I thank you because you've been coming real regular with these other things. They've been right on point, brother. It's confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
How God been speaking. We're going to leave it right there. We're going to thank God for Sister Mark. And then, brother, y'all want anything to add a little bit on that?
That's right. That's a great lesson. Great lesson. Just thankful. Thankful to God for how he's still blessing us, how he's still helping us, reason in his word. I know sometimes the lessons sound like they are a little hard, but God has, it's necessary for the hard lessons that we may be transformed to where he wants us to be, you know. And I'm just so thankful how you keep looking in and listening in and
mm-hmm.
helping us.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank God for the message and praying for the messenger because I know it ain't easy because we get faulty, but I thank God for how he's given us the strength to keep on pressing on. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, brothers and sisters, we often say that if you need prayer, we're here. If it's something you didn't understand, some about the scripture, we need to go a little farther, we will. You know, we ask you to hit the one button, we'll do that. You know, but we just really love Jesus, and we love the opportunity to present his love to you. And we're just here. You know, we're not here for no sacrifice. To lift up the kingdom. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you,
thank
God,
you.
For being in the presence of us. We thank you, Lord, for all the things and all the words that went on. Lord, we just ask you for strength, Lord. I'm asking for strength, Lord, to just keep doing what I'm doing, Lord, because I know
thank you, Lord.
It was you that carried us through the lesson, Lord. I know it, Lord. I know it. You know me. So I ask you just keep giving me strength to come out and convey your word, Lord. Keep showing your people your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Keep holding the people to the light, Lord, to your light, Lord. Show them that we walk this world, but we can live holy. Sanctification is a good thing, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So we put away the day just to give you honor today. And thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for how it went forth, Lord. But Lord, we just ask you for the ones are here and one that's left. We just ask you, Father God, to cover them as they travel these highways and byways. whether it's a spiritual thing or a physical thing, Lord. Lord, bless their finances, Lord. Bless their house, Lord. Cover their sickness, Lord. Bless who they know and do not know. Don't even pray for themselves. Bless their healing, Lord, you know, as well, Lord. Cover them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that they always lift you up, Lord. We love you, Lord, because we know that it had not been for you.
Yes,
Lord.
On our yes,
side,
Lord.
Where would we be, Lord? So, Lord, we thank you for the hour. We thank you for the moment. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, Lord, that we believe that we can't do nothing without you, Lord, but we can do everything with you, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to have your way, Lord. Bless us on this day, Lord. Lord, if someone has some things, procedures, or anything they have to do today on their job, or going to the doctor, or someone they know, we want to touch and agree with healing. We want to touch and agree with peace of all understanding, Lord. The path of all understanding.
Yes.
We say, if our mind be on you, Lord, you'll be in the midst, Lord. So our mind is on you right now. We're knocking, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we're not standing, but we're humble to you, Lord, let you know that we know you can do a lot of things, Lord. But we just ask you for your will, Lord. Let your will be done in this prayer, Lord. Move, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. I feel the help, Lord, because I was really weak when I came on, Lord. Really tired, Lord, and you gave me strength, Lord. I thank you for it,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for your love, Lord. I thank you, Father, for how you dwelt in me, Lord. I thank you, Father God, because you taught the lesson, Lord. I thank you, Father God, how you made me even look at things different, Lord. So, Lord, have your way in even in the teacher, in the teacher, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We just want to lift you up today, Lord. We thank you for Aunt Martha, Lord. We thank you for Brother Willard Dawson. We thank you for Brother Reverend Henry, Brother Randy, Brother Dan, Brother Nutter. Lord, cover the ones that just really just always be on here, man. Just come being faithful.
Thank you,
come every morning to hear you, Lord. Give
us strength,
Lord. I was there for a special lesson over their house, Lord. As they house
the
day to the Lord, but you gave them a house, Lord. What made
thank
a man
Jesus.
A hand. And you gave him your son. So, Lord, rest in their heart.
Yeah.
We ask you to rest, Lord. Lord, you know why I'm praying like this, Lord. So I ask you to move in a way, Lord, to touch someone or another, but there's you. Lord, we just, it's going to be a day that we're going to wear a crown one day, Lord. Which going to be over, Lord. And we're going to put our robe on and tell the story how we came and just put it about. The great thing given to the strong or the swift. For the ones who endure, Lord. So we're trying to endure, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So help us endure, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I still hear Mother's prayer. I remember, Lord. I remember Mother's prayer, Lord. Now you gave me a prayer, Lord. I'm praying for my children. I'm praying for my friends.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I know they're praying for me,
Lord.
Too, Lord. But Lord, help us, Lord. In a time like this, Lord. We love you, Lord. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Lord. I'm going to do this because I never really did, but I'm going to say this. Yeah. If it's God's will for us to be here tomorrow, I'm not taking things for granted. If it's God's will, we don't know who's going to pass.
Praise the Lord.
We don't know the hour. Nobody
yes, sir.
This but if it's His will, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love you, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. You cannot do nothing about it. You can hurt me today.
Praise the Lord.
You can hurt me in an hour, but I've learned the pain to love one another in spite of it. That's a powerful thing, brother. So go in peace. May God keep you is our prayer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
I shall wear a crown.
Yes, Lord.
I shall wear a crown. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. feet of Jesus.